Howdynators, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, the cattle and grain markets closed early today on this Christmas Eve day. The trade was actually pretty quiet here without a whole lot of volume, but the live cattle were anywhere from about 10 to 30 cents higher. December only traded 278 times. Of course, it's winding down, but it looks like its final trade was 112.15, up 22. February, about 7,800 contracts traded today. The final trade, 114.97, up 25. And then on the feeder cattle, January up 67 at 140.95. The Marches, 142.35, up 40. And then out in May, we're actually lower on the day with the last trade at 114.15, down 7.5. In August, down 20 at 150.80. We've been seeing a little bit of a twist where the spreads have been moving here today. So January up 67 and March up 40, April up 10, May actually down 7. So most of the strength is coming on the very front end. The live cattle cash trade traded up to 110. That was a pretty good rally from week to week. You know, 106 to 108 last week and 110 this week is obviously helping out that December live cattle. They're at 112.15, so it's a pretty significant rally. And then hogs reacting to that hogs and pigs report, it was down 90 in February at 66.95.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Today's grain market's also closing lower at 12.05 today. The corn up 2 to 3 cents, which put March at a new high at 450.5, up 3.25. January beans were about 10 off their highs, but they closed at 4.75 at 1263.5. While November, which is the new crop, down 2 at 1082.75. And then wheats were steady to about 2 cents higher. Overall, July of Kansas City wheat was up a penny at 593.5. And then March cotton today up 22 points at 76.36. But like the cattle, the grain markets were pretty quiet here today. Most people are actually kind of out of the markets, not really paying a whole lot of attention. They're more focused on the holidays that are here. The Dow Jones is coming back, rallying here late in the day. It's up 68 right now at 30,102. The S&P is up about 11 points at 36.92. Of course, this year has brought a bunch of big changes to the marketplace with the vaccine. Now is kind of the latest change and what impact that'll have on the markets. But the coronavirus, of course, the transition, the political changes that have happened. And in South America, we've got some wage strikes going on. And it doesn't look like they're at any closer to resolving that issue. And so it'll be interesting to see what kind of exports change here in the United States.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.